The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk. Oh, I love this choice of song. We are here this morning with Gulf Coast Air Care. Todd is in, and there's something in the air tonight for sure. Welcome, Todd. So good to see you again.
Yes, Meg. How are you? It's great to see you again.
I'm doing great. I love your choice of song, In the Air Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
How convenient, Gulf Coast Air. I get it.
Yeah. It's a tie-in.
It's a tie-in.
Our newsletter is called Air Notes. My youngest daughter's a musician, and I'm a big music guy. So I hear the sweet music playing this morning, so I'm very happy.
Wonderful.
So it's good to see you from the chamber
in
the past.
Yes, part of one of my many past lives.
And, yeah. So
returning to radio after all these years, thanks to Mary and Dave Hoxing, and I'm thrilled to be back. And they gave me the opportunity to host the show. And then now I get to meet and see old friends and be with people that I haven't seen in a while. So, but for someone that's just tuning in this morning, we are talking with Todd at Gulf Coast Air Care. So we do have a number you can text or call, 850-437-1620. So I know who you are, but maybe someone's tuning this morning that does not know what Gulf Coast Air Care does. Can you give me kind of a little bit of an overview of your company, what y'all do, the services you provide?
Absolutely, yeah. So I am a 30-year local business owner, and I consider myself an indoor air quality specialist. Today, we want to talk about making indoor air quality great again. So, making duct cleaning great again.
I got that. Very good.
We started out I had a hold of my own bootstraps 30 years ago because I was displaced from the Navy. I worked at the base.
Oh, okay.
And then I kind of landed. I mean, this wasn't my first choice to land into this business, but the opportunity came along. My wife says, hey, you're going to do air duct decontamination. And I said, I'm not sure I can even spell that. And the next day I was one.
What is that again?
Yeah, here we are. So we're licensed HVAC contractors in Florida and in Alabama. And we focus on that niche that is hidden in your attic with where the duct is.
Okay.
So we do duct cleaning, duct replacement, duct repairs. Some HVAC service and cleaning. We do residential, commercial, industrial work. And we've been doing it for a long time. I've been on a national committee with the National Air Duct Cleaners Association for multiple years.
That's wonderful.
So we carry this expertise, this experience, and this expectation of, when you call us, we want to help you resolve whatever you got going on in your indoor air quality world, in the indoor environment.
From professional experience, when you're a business is involved with their business association nationally, not only do you kind of keep in touch with the latest, what's new, some of the newer things, but also that gives you credibility because there's a certain accountability when you are in a national board like that because you're a mentor to other businesses and people starting.
Absolutely. So we had a situation this summer and it was unique to this area, but I knew that my buddies who have bigger companies in other parts of the country, in Virginia, in the Carolinas, in bigger markets where there's a lot of big commercial work. And I just reached out and called them and say, hey, how do you guys handle a situation like this?
Mm-hmm.
Like big equipment, 100-ton chillers and 100-ton air conditioning systems that they have microbial issues and they need to be cleaned. And the opportunity to clean a 100-ton air conditioning system here is relatively limited.
I can't imagine.
But I reached out. We figured out the best way to go forward, and we're able to help that organization kind of budget and prepare for what's going to happen. And that's part of the camaraderie you carry with the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. Because everybody works together. We're all in the same business together. And, we have people all the time like, I've never had my ducts cleaned. What should I expect?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We refer them, because we can tell you what we do.
Right.
But, that's kind of, this guy's tooting his own horn. So we send them over to the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and let them see that information, gather that experience, and know what to expect. And then, they come back to us and they go, wow, this is way more than what I thought,
Sure. But seeing it at another source, reliable source like that, then gives them confidence in your services.
Right. And, I have guys on my staff that been there 15 years, 27 years.
Oh my goodness, 30. Wow.
My oldest son, Sam, when I'm off goofing off, the last couple of weeks I've been fishing in Louisiana. I went to a wedding in Texas.
Oh, so you were living the good life.
Well, and Sam was, you know, kind of stroking away. He was going at, you know, keeping things rolling. And, oh, I'll have to show you my fishing picture afterwards. I caught a monster over Louisiana.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
It was great, you know, but that's the culmination of all the work that we've done.
Of course.
Over the last 30 years, being, you know, involved and you know, the experience we have in the marketplace.
So. Now, is this considered to be a slow time because you're not in the summer season? For me, probably one of the things that I always think about is when I switch from air conditioning to heat, and then I get that smell.
Ooh, we're going to talk about that.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about your seasons and how that all works.
This is what we call in our business a shoulder season. So we've gone away from air conditioning a little bit. Not a ton. I mean, it's still warm enough to run the air conditioner, but it's humid in this climate all the time. So in the shoulder season, we're not using the air conditioner to dehumidify the house or the indoor environment, the workplace, whatever. And so it's our busy season for doing ugly work that we can't do in the attic or in the summertime.
That makes sense.
Now, it's slowed down for a lot of people, and we're coasting into the end of the year. You know, we've all been trying to get through the heat of the summer, the hurricane season, mm-hmm. the election, just everything. And now we can kind of coast into the holidays. I'm really looking forward to going to one of the great Southern restaurants here.
I know. I wrote the number down.
That was awesome.
Don't tell anybody, but I'm already making reservations.
So it's our season to get into the attics and do some work that it's just brutal to do in June, July, August,
for sure.
September.
That makes perfect sense.
But it is a slower season for us. There's not nearly as many air conditioners running. We're weather dependent. Obviously, we got Raphael out there now going the other direction. Like, get away.
Thank goodness.
From us. Man, we don't need that. You know, and let's hope that thing comes apart at the end. So, in my business, what happens outside migrates to what happens inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and oftentimes when you have an issue that's there's something not right, you're not comfortable, the house is not healthy, or it's not energy efficient, that can be pointed to the HVAC system in most cases. And so we'll help you try and diagnose what you got going on, because you want to be in a clean, healthy, energy efficient building. It just makes more sense to, you know, do maintenance. And that's one of the things we see a lot of, Meg, is deferred maintenance. You know, it's like, well, can't do that right now, you know.
Right.
So next thing you know, that coil hasn't been cleaned in 5 years.
Until it's a catastrophe and things aren't working,
you know,
unfortunately.
Yeah. You don't call the plumber until the water's dripping on the floor, right?
My brother-in-law, every time he comes to visit, checks my air conditioner filter. Did you change the filter? You're supposed to do it every month.
Well, you know what I always say? If you don't have a good air filter,
mm-hmm.
you are one. So,
I got it.
Dave Ramsey's been helping me say that for quite a while. So,
okay.
But that's been my moniker forever. We do filtration systems. We can help you with something that's, if you got something super complicated and you want it more simple, we can help you with that. A lot of times, a lot of the air filters are too small.
Mm.
And so if you increase the return size and put additional filters in, it gives you a way different performance on your HVAC system. And, you know, I was talking about the weather, how it migrates. It migrates through gaps, cracks, and holes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big holes that's often not big enough is the return, or, you know, the opening where the filter is. So, I mean, that I'm shocked after even all these years, 30 years in business, I still see return grills that are undersized, and that's the simplest thing that fixes all kinds of performance issues in an HVAC system.
Now, could someone call you and say, just come out and take a look at my system? There's nothing wrong right now. Is there a fee for that to come out and take a look at it? Or how would that work?
We do free inspections. Contact us at 850-934-2768 at the office. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, you can get information on our website. If you want to, you know, send an email like, hey, you know, info@gulfcoastaircare.com is the email address that we use that goes back and forth. And, you know, let us talk to you about what you got going on. We can give you advice over the phone. We can set up a time to come out and do an estimate and an inspection and then generate a scope of work or figure out what the problem is. And a lot of times people are pretty much on it,
mm-hmm.
but they need, in some cases, they need a professional. They need somebody with a lot of experience to be able to, you know, figure out exactly what's going on. I see a lot of indoor air quality issues where it's a giant. I'm not even Italian, but I'm over here talking with my hands on radio.
On the radio, so I do it all the time.
It's a giant equation. So if you change one side, mm-hmm. it kind of changes the other side. And so you got to be careful in the indoor air quality business not to change too many of the components or the parts of the equation, because then you're just like, oh, what happened now? Now we got this going on.
Now you've got to adjust on the other end.
What did we do? Let's go back and do one thing at a time, find the biggest glaring issue. And it's oftentimes the ductwork, because out of sight, out of mind, you know, 90% of the ductwork's in the attic.
That makes sense. And you don't want to go up there in the summer, like you said.
You get to the bottom of that attic ladder and you start looking up there like, what's those guys' phone number again? It's 850-934-2768.
We're talking with Todd St. Orns with Gulf Coast Air Care. It's Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you want to call or ask a question of Todd about your air conditioning unit and your what to do in the wintertime, our number here is 850-437-1620. Or you can text us a question, too.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that stinky odor that you referenced there a few minutes ago. So
when I turn the heat on.
The heater, the first cycle, maybe two cycles, sometimes even three cycles. So the air conditioner runs that cool, humid kind of air. You know, I mean, they're pulling humidity out, but there's moisture in there.
Right.
It's dark in there. We get an accumulation of stuff. It starts at the air handler. And if you don't keep the air handler clean, it spreads to the ductwork, which is where we come in. And we clean all parts of that.
Does ductwork get mold in it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It does.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, and a lot of it comes from the evaporator coil in the air conditioner is wet during air conditioning.
Of course,
season.
That's
where it's pulling the moisture out. And the fan pulls or pushes that moisture up into the ductwork.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that ductwork these days is ductboard. It's porous, and it's got that slinky flex type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will get microbial growth in it as a result, just the nature of the beast. You know, I mean, there's porous material in there. You're running all the time. So then you've had the heater off all summer, and the air conditioner is doing its job. It's functioning. Maybe the drain line is backed up like, oh, man. You know, so when you turn on that heater that first time, we probably had the heater or the air conditioner off for a while.
Right, because you're kind
favorable.
Of in between.
Yeah,
right now,
like,
I'm opening my windows.
Yeah,
it's been beautiful,
like,
70s,
great, right?
Overnight.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So then we turn the heater on, and all that stuff just gets baked. It becomes friable or crumbly, and in a lot of small particles, it just releases right into the ductwork. I don't know how many calls we take to where, oh my God, we ran the heater and we had this horrific go to the ER reaction from the heater.
Really?
I mean, that bad.
Oh wow, I've never heard of that.
The minimal one is just like, oh man, we're getting this sour, musty odor. Smells like
to
a bunch
me,
of wet bulldogs
like
up in here. What's going on?
Always smells to me like something's burning. That's what makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I think, ooh, is something burning?
That's when the heat strip comes on, and it is. It's burning off that accumulation of stuff.
Dust. And
it's also, it's metallic, the heat strip for the heat pump, the electric stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's metal, so it sat for a while, and then you're heating metal up, and it kind of smells like maybe a toaster or you know, something that's...
It's a very unique
it
smell.
It is unique. So the fix for that, let's just... We all know the problem.
Okay.
So the fix for that is to pick a nice day. Today, it's kind of overcast. Looks a little rainy out there. Not necessarily. But a day where it's cool out and you can open the doors and windows and turn the heater on ahead of time and just burn that stuff off.
That's
and
smart.
And ventilate the house. Turn on the ceiling fans. Get a cross ventilation going with a... You know, maybe a floor fan or something like that, and run that thing and bump it down several degrees so that the heater kicks all the way on and burns all that stuff and gets it all cleared out.
That's really smart.
And
never would have occurred to me to do that ahead of
so
time.
That's the thing that happens. The other thing that happens, and this is the time of year we get these calls. I'm getting this musty odor off my coil. Musty smell or whatever. So the air conditioner's going from wet to dry, on, off again, on again. Some days we do heat in the morning, off in the midday. Then it warms up in the afternoon. It's like, we need to turn the air conditioner on, knock it down a couple of degrees.
Yeah, that's Pensacola, Florida
it
for
is,
you.
It is. Like, just wait 10 minutes. The weather will change for you.
Exactly.
So what happens is that coil is wet, then it dries out, then it gets wet again. And if you have any biofilm on there from the system not being cleaned, no ultraviolet light on there, it just gets this musty odor, and it smells like 3-day-old wet laundry that somebody left in, you know, those towels that got left in there for a week. And then it's like, oh.
Yeah, that description is really.
Yeah. And that's what it is. I mean, and it happens. And, you know, so we have a solution for that as well. You know, cleaning is one of the things. But the ultraviolet light, which is an add-on system or an add-on piece of equipment. So the ultraviolet light, it's the C-band UV. A and B UV burns your skin like when you go to the beach with no sunscreen.
Right, right.
The C-band UV light will kill that microbial stuff on a cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
So you put a C ultraviolet C emitter in the, it's a bowl, it's like a tube, you know, like a fluorescent. You put that in the air conditioner, shine it on the coil, and it keeps that stuff from growing. So.
Well, that sounds great. So as you're talking about all of this, and I'm thinking about, you know, I just bought up my own place, and now I'm going to have to be responsible, not renting anymore. So in terms of maintenance and things like that, when is it the time to call you before? I mean, I know catastrophic, of course, if it's not working, they're going to call you. But when is a good time to call you to have them come out and take a look at the ducts? Because you were saying right now is actually a good time.
So if you have trouble with the heater, you know, go ahead and run that or call us. A lot of people do 2 visits a year, one for heating season, one for cooling season.
That's smart.
The National Air Duct Cleaners Association has a huge, thick standard by how you clean, assess, and restore HVAC systems. And they say, at a very minimum, an inspection once a year on the HVAC to see the condition that it's in, you know, if it's got microbial growth, how it functions, and all that. And a lot of people do that in the spring before they go into that 6 or 7 month AC period. But right now, heating season's coming. It's coming up pretty soon. So if you need help with the heater and you know that it's dirty and it hasn't been cleaned, call us and we'll set you up for a cleaning and an assessment, an inspection to tell you, you're in good shape. You know, people ask me all the time, how often do I have ductwork cleaned? Well, you should have an inspection done every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you should have the coil cleaned no more than 2 years apart. And then duct cleaning, it kind of depends on what filters you have, how many people are at the house, you know, pets and smokers and candles and all that kind of stuff,
right.
How you run the thermostat. So we tell people, you know, 4, 5, 8 years. And I get to houses that are 30 years old and never had the ductwork cleaned.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's time.
Well, I would say that's a project.
Know? Yeah, if you imagine, well, I've never vacuumed these carpets, but, you know, they don't look too bad. They're kind of brown looking, you know, like. It's time, you know, so, and that's something we determine when we go out to do the inspection.
And I'm curious, too, because I was thinking about the AC and all of that. How does fire, when people have fireplaces, how does that affect your AC? Does that have an impact when you have the smoke and things like that?
It doesn't really, unless your fireplace is not set up right, where it doesn't draw right, or you don't get that flue heated up to where the heat and the smoke and all go out. We see houses that have issues as a result of the fireplace, but that's kind of uncommon.
Okay, that's good to know.
The other thing that we find, though, is people that run, they burn candles all the time.
And
maybe they're doing it for fragrance or, you know, if you like candlelight, that's one thing. But if you run a candle all the time and you take one of those big, those nice, smelly foo-foo candles,
mm-hmm.
It's got 2 wicks in it,
mm-hmm.
It's got a pound of wax in it.
Yes.
Once you burn all that off, that has gone into the environment. I mean, because it just...
Well, especially during the holidays,
right.
People do
absolutely.
The pine candles and
absolutely.
Bayberry and that kind of thing.
And we don't have a problem with that. But if you're doing it all the time and use a cheap candle, you know, I've heard soy candles, I've heard beeswax candles, all of that combustion leads to some soot deposit somewhere. Sometimes you'll see it on the air filter. Sometimes you'll see it on the register. And I've been in houses before where there's a candle going all the time. It looks like there's been a fire in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, there has been a fire in there.
Oh, well, I never even thought about that.
And it's that soot that comes from, because the paraffin wax, it's a petroleum-based product. So, it, you know, it burns, it combusts, it, you know, converts to this black, you know,
no, that makes perfect sense.
Type stuff. You can't really see it in the air, but it deposits on all kinds of shiny surfaces. And so candles is one of the things we encourage people, like, if you use essential oils, you're using 2 or 3 drops for that that fragrance or that effect that you want in your indoor from an olfactory sense, which is your smeller.
Right.
And so if you can get away from those combusted, burned candles.
That have the black smoke.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and people, oh, what about Scentsy? You know, that wax thing you plug into the wall. Same thing. You know,
really?
That big chunk of scented wax disappears. Where does it go?
That would never have occurred. I use those all the time.
It goes into the indoor environment, and it picks up on the field. And you know, if you use it judiciously, it cannot be a problem. But the house is like a bucket, and it's full of water, and then when we use it all the time, the water overflows out of the bucket. Same with mold. So there's a standard that I talk about all the time on the mold standard, and condition one from this mold standard is normal fungal ecology. Well, our condition one and the condition one in Las Vegas are way different because
well,
of our humidity.
Of course, yeah.
You know, out west, it's humid. They don't have any microbial growth.
Right.
Here, there's water in every bucket. And when the bucket overflows, you start getting sneezing, headaches, watery eyes. You know, you get a host of breathing problems, or you get the drain line backs up. You'll start to see black mold growing on the ceiling or coming out around the vents, or, you know, and it impacts you. And that's because the bucket's overflowing and we're beyond condition one of normal fungal ecology. But you can go into any house in town around here and find microbial growth. And it, you know, it's something that we live with as the nature of this climate, because it's humid here all the time. I mean, it's sticky outside today.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So now is a good time then to have your ducts looked at, to have the inspection done. So tell me again, how can people get in touch with you if they want to know more? Are there some tips on your website too?
There is. And we have, you know, I was an old school printed guy. I wrote printed estimates forever. And my young guys finally converted me over to be a digital guy.
Right.
But we still have tons of information that we can send you and give you from EPA, from American Heart Association, from all kinds of sources. So call us 850-934-2768. We can share with you information that's, it's not us saying it.
Right.
It's the National Fire Prevention Agency saying, yeah, you should get your dryer vent cleaned once a year.
Yes.
Because it's a potential fire hazard. So I can share with you their information, their stuff. And a lot of it's linked on our website, GulfCoastAirCare.com. And, you know, we're just happy to help and share. And like I said, we're here to make duct cleaning great again.
All right, yes. Todd. So we've been talking with Todd St. Ors with Gulf Coast Air Care. Again, their website.
GulfCoastAirCare.com
and the phone number
850-934-2768. We're happy to help.
Thank you so much, Todd. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.